Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, guys, I was thinking about this, that of all the decisions that we have to make, I think about all the decisions you make in your life. I mean, every day you have countless decisions.
Oh, yeah.
And your decisions have not only, you know, ramifications for yourself, but they have, you know, they affect other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that everyone has this, has an opportunity to make, you know, a decision. You know,
good or bad.
You know, you have choices in life, and how you what choice you choose and what decision you make affects your life. It's just a plain fact.
Mm-hmm.
But of all the decisions you have to make, the three most important decisions that you make in your life, did you know that they all start with the letter C? The three most important decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
One of those important decisions is your career. I mean, you are educated from the time of grade school all the way into high school. That's 12 some odd years of education.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you go on to get a technical certification or an apprenticeship, that's a few more years. If you decide to go to college, you have another four more years. If you go to graduate school, another 2 years, you get a doctorate, another couple more years, or a JD to be an attorney. I mean, you have years and years and years of education, thousands upon thousands of dollars poured into learning, all for what? So that you, at one point in your life, as you're developing and growing, you can become a productive person in society, and you can learn a trade, you can learn something so that you can, one, be productive in society, but two, so that you can sustain yourself, so that you can sustain your family in whatever quality of life that you're trying to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you decide to do as a career is important. And my concern when I see young people is that sometimes there's a concern of just, I'll just do anything. Well, you know, if you don't prepare for something, it's not so important what you do, but that you find something to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? You find something to do. It doesn't matter what you do, but you got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not preparing to do something, in whatever form of education or whatever plan that you have, that's not going to be good for you. And we have a society that's just like, hey, don't want a career, don't want a job, don't... Listen, you got to do something. You know what I mean? Well, you got to be employable. Mm. There's something about hard work. There's something about getting a job. There's something about getting up every morning to take care of responsibilities that helps you develop as a person, as a man, as a woman. You know, they often say that when people retire and they stop working, if they don't have a plan, they just quickly fade away.
Mm-hmm.
You were designed and created to work,
yeah,
to be fruitful, not just hang around and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned that you see people just hanging around. They're more interested in having a good time than in putting in the effort, the labor, what it takes to get in there and work. And if you're a young person listening to us, we have a lot of young people listening to us on VFN Radio, you want to start thinking about those things now. It's not about what you do, but that you do something. And if you're working today, you can take your career and your work. It's not about, you know, your career is not your purpose. It's the place that you fulfill your purpose. It's the place that you glorify God. Mm-hmm. You got to understand, you got to settle that thing in your career, because it's going to take, you know, 40 to 50 hours of your week. You spend, you know, sometimes more time with the people that you work with than you do with your actual family. So it's not an insignificant thing, but you have to embrace the right mindset before God in terms of your career and what you'll be doing every day in terms of work to support your family. Mm-hmm. You have to have the right perspective. It's very important. It's 40 to 50 hours out of your week every single day.
That's right.
Do something lest you do nothing. Be fruitful and glorify God in it, no matter what it is. The second important decision that you'll make in your life has to do with choosing your companion. I had a sign given to me one time ago, a list of when I came out of school or college or something or other, someone gave me, you know, they give you all these graduation plaques and just, you know, different motivational stuff, and had about 20 some odd things for success or something, whatever. And one of those things on that list was marry the right person. It'll determine 90% of your happiness or 90% of your misery. And you think about companion, you think about the choice of a husband or a wife. This is not a decision that you want to join in flippantly or you know, a lot of times people fall in love with the package, but what they really marry is the inside. You know, if you're a young person and you're wanting to have a nice marriage or be married to someone, I would encourage you to take the wisdom and advice of your parents. I mean, I think they could help you out in this area.
Yeah, they might have a little wisdom.
A little wisdom that could help you out. But even if you're an adult, listen, with 50% of all marriages ending in divorce, this is an important decision. This is an important decision, one that you should be very mindful about getting in, and you need God to help you. So much about marriage these days has been about, you know, people fulfilling their wants and their desires, but they don't have the biblical perspective of what a marriage is all about. Listen, if you don't get the companionship thing right, you're going to mess it up. It's even not about being married. You don't have to be married. Because marriage is not the answer.
It's like oatmeal.
That's it.
Right.
If you want it, don't want it. If you like it, don't like it. I mean, marriage is not the answer.
Right.
And we've lifted in our society marriage to a whole new level. But if you're going to do it, you need to do it right. Because it affects. It has some implications here. So marrying the right person for the right reason, in the right way, makes all the difference in the world. And listen, if God's not in it, if God's not blessing it, how could it turn out good? I mean, how can it turn out good? You want God in this decision. And your last decision that you have to make in your life, it's your most important decision, is what to do with this man, Jesus Christ. You got to do something. You have to come to a point where you either accept him or you reject him. But if you don't accept him, you are rejecting him. A decision not to choose Jesus is a decision. A decision not to accept him is a decision not to choose him. You've already decided. I want to encourage you today, make that decision right. Listen, you want to know like you know, like you know, like the sky's blue and the grass is green, that you've settled your place with God, that you're in right relationship with God, and that you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Life is but a vapor. We're here today and we're gone tomorrow. Why live another second? People have been reaching out to you. God's been reaching out to you. He's been showing you his love. Don't reject them. Genesis tells us that God's spirit will not always contend with man. There is a season, there's a window of opportunity that you can receive him. But once that door is closed and shut and it's over for you, it's it. Many people say that when they get to heaven, oh, I'll ask for forgiveness and mercy. Listen, that it's all done and said, it's done. The decision you have to make for Jesus Christ is today while you can. Choose him with the best decision of your life.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.